This morning, would you turn with me to the Epistle to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, familiar scriptures, but I feel impressed by the Holy Spirit. Impressed and just encouraged to go to these scriptures to remind us the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us this morning, and I trust the Word of God will just encourage us this morning. And Paul, in this letter to the church at Ephesus, at the end of this letter, he's telling them about putting on the armor of God. And I want to begin reading the 10th verse. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Oh, praise God. If they're, absolutely. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Those wiles, as we have mentioned in the past, the cunning arts and deceit and crafty works and trickery, the schemes of the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh, and this is the verse that is impressing me the most. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Remember, church, your battle is not with flesh and blood. Your battle is not with a neighbor or a boss or someone in your family. That's not your battle, or someone in the church. That's not your battle. We're wrestling against principalities and evil powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the battle is, praise God. And I want to go on. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, having always, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And I want to stop the reading right here. I know we are intimately familiar with these passages, but the Word of God is trying to remind us, church, you are at war. We are in wartime. Don't ever let your mind, don't ever let yourself think that things are okay, that things are quiet. They may be quiet, you know, in a sense of the word, but things, the enemy is plotting and preparing and trying to do everything to discourage. And the only way that we can survive is with God's strength. We can't fight him in our own strength. You know, in the army, the strength of the general is in the troops. If he's got good troops, he's going to be a successful general. But not so in the word of God, praise God. The troops are only successful because we have a strong general. We have the arm of the Lord, praise God. He don't need us, but we need him, praise the Lord. And he's the one that can help us and strengthen us. And our power, praise God, we're impotent without the power of God. We're impotent without the Spirit of God working in our lives. You can't do it with good intentions and strong determination. That'll go so far. But brother and sister, you and I need that power within us. Praise God. Put on the whole armor, praise God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Oh, Lord, help us this morning, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, as I said earlier, but against principalities, against powers of darkness that we cannot see. The battle is in the spiritual realm that is going on, praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you for your encouragement. Whoa, you know, wrestling is hand-to-hand combat, but in this sense of the word, we have an enemy we don't see. an enemy that hides himself from us. He operates through others. He operates through circumstances. He uses things around us to discourage us, praise God. And the church has got to stay strong, praise God. The Holy Spirit is saying, church, come on, you got to rise up from where you are and fight the good fight of faith. No time to get to lose heart, and no time to get discouraged, but time to put on the armor and say, oh, Lord, we're in the battle. Praise God, because we've got to go on. We've got to succeed. Praise God. Brother Dennis's class just stirred my heart this morning when he read passages from Brother Onlini's book, The Necessity and Importance of the Holy Spirit, the importance of the faith, praise God, that we have been raised in, and why we still preaching the same message today as when we started this work. Not we, but whoever started, our brother Onlini and those early old timers that started this work, we're preaching the same message. Why? Because we want to honor his heritage? No, because we believe the word today. We've been convicted, praise God, that it is the truth. It is the real McCoy, praise God. And we need to stand strong. And there are very few churches that are preaching the fullness of the gospel today. I'm not being critical. I'm telling you what is out there in the world and out there in the church world, praise God. They're not holding on to the things that the Word of God says, but manipulating and using cunning craftiness. You know, like Paul says, I didn't come with excellency of speech. I came with one message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, praise God. He is the answer, my brother and sister. He is the one, praise the Lord. And oh God, help us, because the enemy uses all his techniques and abilities, and the enemy is strong. Don't undersell the enemy. The enemy is strong. I'm not lifting up the enemy of our soul, but I'm telling you, you and I need to fight it in the power of the Holy Spirit, in God's strength, with the weapons, the spiritual weapons that he gives us. Praise God that we can overcome him. Praise God, a time for the church to confirm the feeble knees and lift up the hands which hang down. Oh, hallelujah. Time to rally around the word of God. Time to rally around the truth of the gospel. Time to say, oh Lord, we've been in this malaise for so long that it's time to break free from it, my brother and sister. It's time to rejoice and have a praying spirit, praise God, a victory spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't pray with that victory spirit. Sometimes we just kind of settle in and accept the way things are, and well, nothing's changing and I'm discouraged and I'm just trying to get through day to day. Oh, no, that's not what God says. We're more than conquerors. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus. I'm here to declare to you there is victory in Jesus this morning. Oh, praise God. It's time to storm the gates of hell. It's time to take authority over the enemy of our soul. Oh, praise God. In Luke, Jesus spoke. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every evil thing. Oh, praise God. We have dominion. We have dominion this morning. And I say, Lord, would you help us? Help us to assume that, praise God. We've got to go on. We've got to continue. We want to see the Holy Spirit work. We want to see the church of God, this church, survive and be stronger, and the Holy Spirit begin to move in a mighty way. Well, Brother Ron, there's some that are not with us. That's okay. They're either going to come with us. The Lord is either going to work on them or he's going to move them out of the way, because we cannot be stopped, because the Word of God is powerful. The gospel message. God planted this church in St. Louis for a reason, praise God. He planted this church with two men that were full of the Holy Ghost that came and just believed God and trusted him. And one by one, it began to grow, praise God. There was no PowerPoint. There was no gimmicks or no organization or anything else. It was simply trusting in the Lord and believing the word, praise God, and continuing to live for the gospel. And oh, how God moved and God worked, praise God. And here he's telling us, put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor, praise God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Praise God that this armor that we need and you and I need today. You see, the enemy has ways, principalities and powers, an unseen enemy. He is organized. It's an evil empire. There's rank and there's order. And they're all controlled by Satan. And they follow you around. And they examine your life. And they know what you read and what you look at and what you do. And they see how they can lay traps for you and snares and play on your weaknesses. You know, Paul writes about putting, or in Hebrews rather, it writes about lay aside the besetting sins. What are those besetting sins? For each of us, it's different. Some have a problem with fear. Some have a problem with jealousy. Some have a problem with gossip. Some have a problem with forgiveness. Some have a problem with pride. And the enemy plays on those things. He amplifies them. He sets the trap for you and causes you to live in the flesh. He wants you to see you get back in the flesh, because without the Spirit's power, without operating under the Holy Ghost direction, praise God, you and I are helpless and we can't have victory. But oh, praise God, oh Lord, help us to put on this armor, the truth. He talks about the belt of truth. It's not just the knowledge of the truth or having good doctrine, but it's the knowledge and belief of the truth. Do you believe what we preach? Do you believe the word? Do you believe it, brother and sister? Well, do you believe it? It's got to be within you. You got to believe it, praise God. The belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Philippians, he writes, Paul writes, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." I couldn't help whining a little bit this week, Friday night, when the storm hit and the lights went out. Oh no, the lights went out. And we had to use lanterns and our phones. And not that it was a big deal. How spoiled we have become. I'll say for me, number one. But Paul says, "I've lost all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ." Can you imagine that? I've lost all things. He didn't have a nice home. He was under turmoil and stress constantly. Oh, praise God. And how is it that he was able to do that? Through the power of God, through having on the armor, praise God. Let me finish this last verse. "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." That righteousness, praise God. It's righteousness to the tempter. Imputed to us by faith. Praise God. The enemy says, "Well, you're not worthy. You don't add up." And I say, by faith, I am the righteousness of God. The song says, "He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him." The righteousness we have is not of ourselves, not the good works, not the good thoughts, not the deeds. No, it's the righteousness by faith of Jesus Christ, praise God, that was imputed to us, our King, our Savior, our General, praise God, who died on the cross and defeated sin and defeated the enemy. Well, how is that a victory? Brother Ron, he died. The hero of the story died. How is that a victory? Well, that was his mission. His mission was to come and die. His mission was to come and pay the price of your sin and my sin. You see, sin brought condemnation, and sin, the only freed. The only answer for sin was to be a sacrifice of blood. And God sent his son in the form of man to pay the price for your sin and my sin. And he was victorious in that he lived a holy and righteous life all the way to the end, in spite of the great things that were thrown against him. When he was in the wilderness and tempted of the enemy, he was man, but he had the Holy Ghost within. And he was able to defeat the enemy of his soul, praise God, the enemy of your soul and my soul, because of the power that was within him. Not because he was God's son, but because he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he was able to answer. He was able to turn Satan back by the sword of the Spirit. It is written. Praise God. And then he rose after 3 days and defeated death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Be shod with the gospel of peace, sandals. Praise God. It was a readiness, a speedy readiness and movement to do God's will. To be ready to move, to be ready to answer. I just read, when I read the Acts, Peter and John were going to the temple, just baptized with the Holy Ghost a day or two before. And this lame man was sitting there, and he was begging alms. And they didn't think about it. They didn't say, now, Peter, what do you think? John, I don't know. How should we handle this? You think we ought to do something for this? Do we have any money? No. He fastened his eyes on him. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He didn't think about it. He just did it. And Paul, when he was followed by that damsel who was full of evil spirits and was saying, these are the men of God, that you should worship them, he got grieved, and he turned and looked at her. He said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Ready to move. Ready to move for the gospel. Ready to move by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, give us that readiness. Praise God. The shield. Oh, the shield of faith. Oh, praise God. Lord, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Oh, brother and sister, I don't know, how big is your shield? Lord, give us a big shield this morning. Amen. Praise God. That faith is the victory that overcomes the world, that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, praise God. Satan will shoot his burning arrows at us with blasphemous suggestions and unholy thoughts and dark despair, trying to bring us down. Well, things aren't changing. This is your lot in life. You're just going to have to accept it. Your spouse is an unbeliever. There's trouble in your family. Nothing seems to get resolved. The church is a mess at times, and nothing seems to get resolved. That's what the enemy, the fiery darts the enemy shoots, and say, oh yeah, well, that's how we lose our victory spirit. That's how we stop praying in victory. I want to believe, but I don't know. I'm so tired. Spiritually tired. And Paul, let me read you what he says in Corinthians. I believe I can find it quickly here. He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. We don't give in to the fear that would paralyze us. He found a way to keep going and not give in to the fatigue that would make me quit. You see, the enemy's trying to wear you down and wear me down, trying to just overwhelm us at times, and nothing is changing and things don't look good and it's dark and the church is shrinking and there's this problem and that problem. And what is the answer? Is not God able? Yes, he is. Church, put on the armor. Get in the battle. Come to the prayer meetings. Come to the Bible study. Come to church. Well, I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. Stop with the excuses. It's time to rally around the truth. It's time to say, no more. Satan, no more. You've done enough damage. Lord, restore what the enemy has taken away. Praise God. Halamoshanamandahaya. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, we serve a powerful God. Our God is awesome, we just sang. He is awesome this morning. He is worthy. Praise God. If he's worthy, why aren't you singing? Why aren't you praising his name? Why aren't you lifting holy hands? Why, my brother and sister? He is awesome and he is worthy. Praise God. And he took your place and my place on the cross so you and I could enjoy eternal life. Praise his name. Oh, Yahamashanda. Yahamahakaramahasandahaya. Holy Ghost, have your way in us, oh God. Lord, stir up the gift of the power of God within us. Praise God. We've been dormant too long. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. The helmet of salvation. The most unprotected part of the body. The helmet. Salvation. You know what a comfort that is? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Can we say that with all our, Jesus is mine, praise God. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Is that your story this morning? Praise God, hallelujah. We're not just playing church here. Not trying to make ourselves feel good. This is the real thing. This is life. And we're in a battle for our lives, my brother and sister. We're in a battle for the work of God. We're in a battle for souls. I can't stress that enough. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. And the sword of the Spirit is not only a defensive weapon, but it's an offensive weapon, as we know. It pierces through all the disguises of error. It lays bare the wiles of the devil. It's a revealer of the intents and motives of the heart. You can't hide from the word. You can ignore it. You can try to forget about it. You can go out those doors and let it go from your mind, or you could blame the pastor. You could do a lot of things, but you can't run away from the word. What's that mean-spirited pastor? No, it's the word. What are we preaching here? The word, praise God. It's the word. You're going to have to contend with it. You're going to have to let it get in you. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. It's the word that we need. How much time do we spend in the word? Not enough. How much time do you spend reading the word, meditating on the word? And I don't mean, well, I'm going to read through the Bible in a year. That's great. But you know, I can read a book in a year, and when I'm all done, I remember some of it, I don't remember some of it. No, this is the word. It's the food for your soul. It's the manna from heaven. It speaks, praise God. It's timeless. It has every answer you need. Praise God. The Word. The Word is so powerful. God didn't fill up 66 books just to put together a document. No, He put together a life, the book of life. Praise His name. And finally, He says with prayer, read that scripture one more time before I close. Praying always. What? All, when? Sometimes. Always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's a spiritual prayer. Jude says praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Not a perfunctory, mechanical prayer. Lord bless his food. Lord bless. Watch the chair. Blah, 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 blah. No, a prayer in the Spirit. A time to get together, not over your meal, I understand it, but a time when you spend time in prayer. Lord, please, would you intervene in my life? Would you help me? Would you help the families? Would you? I pray for my loved ones, praise God. Interceding for all saints, it's an interceding prayer. Praying for all saints. And praying for those that haven't come into the kingdom yet. Praise God. Praise God. I love what Paul says in one of the scriptures here. He says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Talking about pride again. You know, one common theme to me is this human nature is pride comes through in almost everything. In Proverbs, it talks about the seven things that God hates. You read that in Proverbs and say, every one of them is related to pride. Pride. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. A sensitivity for my brothers and sisters. We don't treat everybody the same. We have different characters, different temperaments, going through different struggles in our lives, different trials. And we got to be sensitive to those things and watch what we say, because the Holy Spirit says, you know, to be sensitive, look every man on the things of others, not a busybody. That's not the attitude. It's looking and being concerned about each person's stability, each person's walk with the Lord. Because why? The love of God constrains us. You know, someone may look just fine on the outside and you know, show confidence and everything, but inside they're suffering, they're dying. And the Spirit of God can reveal, and the Spirit of God can give us the right approach. Praise God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication for all saints. Oh, praise God. With perseverance. Lord, help us this morning. I'm going to close right here. Don't let the enemy use your weaknesses to discourage you this morning. Put on the armor. Take the shield of faith. Well, I'm fearful. I don't know what's going to happen with my spouse. I don't know what's going to happen with my family. I don't know what's going to happen with my job. You have a problem with unforgiveness? Something inside that you can't let go? It's time to let it go. It's time to say, Lord, give me the grace to overcome this thing. Give me the grace to say, Lord, I forgive. If you've hurt somebody, if you've spoken harshly to someone, make it right. Oh, Lord. Get your eyes back on Jesus. Ask the Lord to give you grace. Well, I've been accused of this and that. People have said bad things about me. And maybe you don't even know the half of it. You know what? You got to let it go. You got to say, Lord, give me the grace to pray for them and to not let it bother me. We're going on with the Lord. Who are we wrestling against? Not flesh and blood. Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we get a glimpse into it in Daniel. You read the 10th chapter. Daniel prayed for 21 days for an answer. And an angel showed up and said, Daniel, I've come with the answer. But I was delayed by the prince of Persia. Who was the prince of Persia? A man? No, it was an evil spirit, a principality. And I could not get free until Michael came and helped me overcome him. We get a vision. We get a glimpse into the spirit world. What is going on? The enemy is doing everything. He's got nothing to lose. He's already been condemned. He's already been judged. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to try and take as many with him as he can. His mission is your destruction. His mission is to put you to sleep. His mission is to glaze your eyes over so you don't understand, everything's okay, God's good, I'm okay, you're okay, everybody's okay. And you're overreacting. And you're making too much out of this. No, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me read that one last time, and I promise I'm going to quit. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The enemy is at work. It seems to me his efforts have been accelerated, or we're just seeing more of it come out in the open today. Pornography, child trafficking, messed up lives, acceptance of sin as the norm. All this gender thing. The enemy wants to change the minds. God made man and he made woman. Oh no, we're going to fight against that. And the minds are blinded by the enemy who is working overtime. And this is what the church is battling today. I saw Pew Research that showed started in 1980, they looked at the five major denominations and a decrease. And they're not preaching the fullness. I'm not being critical, I'm just telling you the way it is. They're not preaching the fullness. Five major denominations, 10, 20, 25%, 30% decline in attendance, in belonging to that organization. And the enemy is accelerating. But oh, praise God. It's time for the church to rise up. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Brothers and sisters, we are victors in the name of Jesus. Brother Ron, it doesn't feel like that sometimes. I understand that. But we got to go in faith. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When Jehoshaphat had that great army come against him, what did he do? What did God direct him to do? Put the singers and the worshipers out first. And the enemy defeated himself because they were victorious. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Help us to storm the gates of hell. And Brother Ron, that's a pretty bold statement. Yes, it is. But we have a God who is powerful this morning. And if we'll follow him, if we'll allow the Spirit of God to work in us, if we'll claim the victory, if we'll stand on the promises, he will make us whole and bring us through. Our God is faithful. He cannot fail. He cannot fail this morning. He cannot fail. May the Lord help you and encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Do we have a song?